This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Time for us to go inside the simple male mind. If you are ready, LB.
Sure, kid.
All right. There was, Danielle, are you able to find that there was a text that came in early? I don't want to leave that woman out. I don't know
how early are we talking?
I think it was like, I don't know, like around 6:40 or something like
that. I'll take a look.
They may text in again, but here's the deal. If you're a woman and you are confused by the way the very simple male mind works, you may text in with a question about a guy that you want to date, or a guy you're thinking of dating, or a guy that you are dating, or your current boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, current fiance, current husband, and LB will answer from inside that same simple male mind and will attempt to explain to you how that brain works, how that simple male mind works. Here's a 508 text. I'm trying to remember. 508 texter says there is an obscure map reference from The Leftovers last night.
Oh, I don't want to know. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, matinee. Wednesday.
Weird episode last night.
Oh, that one was weird?
Yeah. I don't... focused almost all on Kevin's current live-in woman there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I mean, I liked it, but I'm not sure I loved it. I don't know. I think they're about to go on a trip, which you saw in the trailer,
right,
anyway.
Right, you see that in the trailer.
And it's rather interesting where this whole entire thing is heading. The end of it, the end of the episode last night, is amazing. So it redeemed itself. We'll talk about it Wednesday, right?
Okay. Yes.
And aren't we having The Leftovers creator on this week?
The creator and the writer of the book, Tom Parada.
And when is that?
That's Thursday. He should be in around 8.
Okay, 8 a.m. on Thursday.
Yeah.
Tom will be in the studio with us,
right,
answering all of your Leftovers questions.
That's amazing.
Oh, it's... For a couch potato binger like myself, right, it's a great get.
Yeah.
It is an amazing, amazing get. All right. Ladies, text your questions right now, and LB will answer as we go inside the simple male mind. The Tech Needs text line is 97107, Tech Needs Staffing Excellence. And you can text your question over right now. Here's a 617 text. LB, my fiance and I have decided to wait until our wedding night to have sex. We are getting married in 2 years.
Whoa.
And I'm not sure I can make it.
No.
My fiance is the one who is insisting that we wait for sex until our wedding night.
Oh.
Why would he do this?
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
you know what?
Maybe it's a nice thing.
No. He's got to have an STD.
You think he has an STD?
Yeah. There's no way.
I don't know.
That's going to ruin a relationship. I've never understood why people do this anyway. I want to prove my love for you. That doesn't prove love of any kind.
I mean... Isn't it a nice
proves
thing?
That he's getting a rub and tug on Fridays when he says out with the boys.
Well, doesn't it make that wedding night amazing? Like,
your wedding night?
It's like if I gave up pizza for a few weeks, first time
right.
I had it. By the way, I introduced Brees Hill to Town Spa Pizza yesterday.
He had never had it before?
No,
how is that possible?
Well, how is he going to have it? I mean, I can't pick it up in Stoughton and then
it's
think
never
that
gonna
it's going
to make
it all the way home to Stowe. But we were down at Stonehill for the spring football game.
Yeah.
And we're like a mile away from Town Spa. I feel like I could smell it the whole time I was at Stonehill College at the football game.
I'm sure they waft. They get the big fan going out the roof.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Hey, listen, I think it's silly. I can understand it if it was like a couple of months or a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't prove any kind of love. You're engaged, so you're already in love. He's already committed to you. What does he have to prove? Tell him to lighten up.
All right. I'm a 62-year-old cougar. Been single for quite a while. Dated plenty. I met a man online. Oh, Danielle, can you back that up, please? Just a little bit for me there.
How old was she?
62 years
okay,
old.
You're not a cougar. You're a Traeger.
Met a man online. Had an excellent first date. Agreed that we'd love to see each other again. He reiterated this to me via text the same night. We texted back and forth the next day and had busy weekends, but he asked if we could meet for dinner after he got off work on Sunday. I waited to hear from him all day and all night Sunday, and I got nothing. What gives?
At 62, how old's he? Probably forgot.
You think he's an older guy and he forgot
about it? You know, banged in, working all weekend. Might have played, again, at that age, probably played 36, Hill Dog. Got up early Sunday morning, played the 36, had a couple of cocktails with the fellas and said, you know what? I think I'm just going to shut her down. But you've only gone out once, so don't take it personal. It's no big deal. Just reach out to him and say, are you for real or what's up?
Why does my boyfriend respond to the slutty photos I send to him with nice or you look gorgeous when I would like him to respond in a dirty way?
Again, Danielle,
maybe he doesn't know what you
want. Tell him that.
Danielle and I talk about it all the time a lot. Some people don't feel comfortable with the... with the low-hanging fruit response.
Yeah.
I'm a low-hanging fruit response guy. You know?
Yeah. We know.
You know? I mean, again, would you rather he be getting the nudes from somebody else and sending the nice comments back? Or would you rather him be getting your nudes, sending the nice comments back?
We are going inside the simple male mind, LB providing you with a rare glimpse inside the very basic, very Neanderthal-like brain of the man if you are a woman. And you may text your question now to the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107. My hubby and I, this is a 774 text, my hubby and I have been separated for a few years. We recently started having sex again.
Yeah.
Does he want to get back together or does he just need to get some action and knows I won't say no?
Exactly. Friends with benefits.
And that's probably what it is.
You know what? And not for nothing. Milk it both ways. You know what I mean? You're separated for a reason. You've been apart from, a couple of years, per year, say.
Mm-hmm.
So just enjoy it. And, there's nothing better than just getting some action and everybody gets to walk away with a smile on their face. If you're going to get back together, it's going to be a year later and you're going to be brawling about the same reasons why you're separated. There's a reason. So I would enjoy it.
Here's an 828 text. Where's that from, Danielle?
828.
They just want to inform you, LB, that this is from a woman. She and her now husband waited 4 years before they had sex.
Wow. North Carolina.
Oh, that's North Carolina.
Well, that's the Bible Belt, so I can understand that. That's the Bible Triangle.
Yeah.
Was North she Carolina, in another, Duke, and
was she in another
State.
Continent or something? Or?
I just, again, I, oh my you God. Know, I don't know why you think that's a badge of honor. It's obviously a religious deal.
Yeah.
But that's just silliness.
Here's a 508 text.
Waste of good sex.
508 text. Why would I find D-pics on my husband's phone that were never sent to me?
Yeah, because he sent them to somewhere else. and if I'm not mistaken.
Now maybe he just wanted to look at it. Maybe he just wanted to take a picture.
Oh, he's too fat and he can't see it? He's got a gut. I get it. Maybe
get a
he wants
selfie to... stick down there.
Yeah. Do I still have my penis? Are you using it? I mean, there's something you might want to ask yourself. If you guys aren't having any sex, then he might be trying to get some from somewhere else.
I went on six dates with a guy and finally ended up being suspicious. This is a 617 text. Being suspicious that he was married. When I asked him if he was, he said, it's complicated. Mm. What does that mean?
That means he's married.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Right.
Well, maybe it's maybe he's separated or...
Why don't you just say separated?
Maybe he's getting
divorced. My wife's a bitch and we fight all the time and I need some side pie.
Exactly. We just had a brawl this afternoon. I walked out of the house and, hey, look at... I bumped into you. Hey, this is awesome. Again, you know? I just have the conversation. Yeah.
I think she did have the conversation.
You got to decide, you know, if he's in it for real or are you going to waste your time or, you know?
Here's a 781 text. Been dating a guy that I really like, but he's not that good in bed. He's 5 years older than me. Should I suggest that I teach him how to be good in bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He won't be offended by that.
Just,
I think that's what she's worried
about,
right?
Just be subtle about it. Next time you're in the wrapper, just throw out a couple of suggestions, a couple of new suggestions. And, you know, each session add a new suggestion in there and see if he can play along. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you'll find out sooner or later if he can't play along. And if the sex sucks, it's not worth it.
774 text. 21-year-old female. I have been seeing this guy for about once a week now for a month or so. We go out, grab dinner and drinks, and then head back for some sexy time. We don't have each other on any social media and only text when we are making plans to meet up. Is this the most that will come of this, or should I continue because there could be a possibility for us to date in the future?
Well, if you like him enough and you want it to be, you want to have a relationship with the guy, then just keep enjoying.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, do you go back to his place and then do you go back to your place, or is it just your place, which means you might have a girlfriend because it's only once a week and that's his night out? But I you know, if it's a good thing, don't ruin it. You know, if it seems like she
wants it to maybe
more. But it's been a month. I mean, give it a year. Yeah. You know, let it blossom.
Give it a full year before you ask for more than just drinks, dinner, and sex.
Ultimately, if it's going to turn into something, he's going to want to see you more than once a week.
Yeah.
If in another month or it's only still just once a week, then I would hazard a guess you might want to have a big boy conversation with Studley Wonderball.
Here's a 781 text. Why does my boyfriend prefer to pleasure himself over having sex with me? He said he does it when he can't take a nap as he wakes up early for work, but I'm not sure anymore.
So all he's doing is enjoying himself.
And, so he can fall asleep.
Well, no, that's an automatic.
Right.
I mean, a lot of guys, for me, that's a go-to, you know, out cold in 2 seconds after a nice session with yourself.
Yes.
But yeah, you're in a relationship, you're an adult. Have a serious conversation with the guy and don't let him slide.
617 text,
you got needs.
Oh, sorry, 978 text. My live-in boyfriend cheats constantly and has elaborate stories to justify his behavior.
Oh, God.
I keep giving him second chances. I stay because I love our place and we have great sex. Mm. What is my best revenge?
Yeah, wait till you get herpes.
Right? What are you doing?
Get out of there.
It's not a relationship when your boyfriend comes home and he has to use a condom when he sleeps with you.
What's her best revenge? One of his friends.
His best friend when he comes home from work at 7:30, be on the couch getting railed by his best friend. I mean, what kind of a relationship?
You have to find a new place, though.
I don't want to break it to you, but you don't have a relationship if you're talking about revenge.
Along those lines, 774 text. Oh no, sorry, 781 text. I stayed with my husband after he cheated. I'm not mad, but I don't want to sleep with him anymore. The spark is gone. We have 2 kids. Should I leave?
Yes. Mm. It's for the kids. You have to be selfish.
860 text. I saw on my husband's phone that he's been talking to a girl about our marriage problems.
Oh, boy.
We have a baby, and things have been really busy and tough lately. Why would he talk to her instead of me about these things?
You know, pregnancy's tough. I went through a tough situation where everything changed because of the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Surprise.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people change when they go through a 9-month pregnancy. And, you know, I ended up in a divorce because it was the best situation for my family.
978 text. I've been dating a guy for about 3 months and it's been great. He seems a little metrosexual, but he's definitely not gay. However, this past weekend, while drunk and in bed, I heard him call out the name James. He swears I heard him wrong, and he said Jamie, referring to an ex, but I know what I heard.
Right.
Is it possible that he is bisexual?
I would hazard a guess, very possible.
You think so?
Yes.
Yes. If he, I mean, maybe James, maybe that's his buddy that he shares tools with. But wait a second.
That he works out with. Frisbee golf.
Hey.
Team Frisbee golf.
What the heck's that supposed to mean?
857 text. My boyfriend over the weekend was scrolling through Instagram. I walked in the room and he jumped. Why?
You startled him. I don't know.
Right?
Guy was sitting down getting ready to have a little meet time.
Yeah.
Now, there is nothing worse. I mean, as natural as it is to spend quality time with yourself, having someone pop in the middle of it.
Well, he wasn't masturbating. He was just looking at Instagram.
But he's getting ready. You know what I mean? He's getting fired up, trying to pick out who's the next target.
774 text. I always want, as we go inside the simple male mind, we do this every Monday. If you're a woman and you can't understand how the brain of the guy in your life works, you can ask any question of LB and he'll tell you. I always want sex with my boyfriend. We have sex every other day, and he says that we shouldn't have it every day because it's not healthy. Why is he saying this? I want it every single day.
Right. Well, he's just lying because there's no such thing as unhealthy sex. So,
He's getting it? Do you think he's getting it somewhere else day?
No.
He's tired.
He probably works his ass off all day.
And, he's exhausted for crying out loud. Give him time to regenerate.
I mean, every other day sounds pretty darn good.
I hear you.
I don't know what this.
She's a youngin, though. She's a mid-20s, and that's still like, you know, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once at night.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Is there anything else here? I'm just looking last minute.
Just remember, people, communication is the key to success.
Is that the key?
Yes.
Is the communication?
Communication and hot, nasty.
Hot, nasty what? Finish your sentence there. My God. All right.
Hot, nasty churros.
Here's a 508 text from a woman who's having an argument with her boyfriend. I believe that 50% of the time, sex should be great sex. My boyfriend does not feel the same. What percentage of the time do you think having sex should be great sex?
Well, it should always be awesome.
Yeah.
You should always be 100% committed, and you should pay attention to the needs of your partners. Like, you know, make sure you pay attention to what she or he likes the best.
Yeah.
Change is always great. You know,
she's settling. She says 50% of the time it's great sex.
Yeah. Well, you got to tell your husband, say, look, just let me know. You want lazy sex? You want, you know, wrote a couple of quickies. Mm-hmm. I go, you go to, you know, we're done in 8 minutes. Just make it up front and personal. Let's have a quickie.
All right. Well, that's inside the simple male mind here on the Hillman Morning Show. It is 8:27.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.